Remember the classic novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray?
Yes, written by Oscar Wilde, if I'm not mistaken.
You are not mistaken. So the central premise was that there was this, you know, horrible, morally corrupt man who somehow transported all the visible signs of his awful debauchery and decrepitude onto this portrait of himself that was hidden in his attic while he himself remained all youthful and handsome.
And your point would be?
So I swear that on the days when I don't get in some good morning exercise, the whole rest of the day I look and feel much older. Like the bags under my eyes get bigger, I swear my stomach sticks out more. It's like the portrait of Dorian Gray, but is this possible?
That sounds like something we'll tackle today on The Magic Pill. I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg, and today we're talking about aging.
Back to your question, Carrie. I'm not sure about looking older, although when I talk to my patients and I say, so, how are you feeling? They often answer in terms of how old they feel. So if I'm talking to a 50-year-old and I say, how are you? He says, oh, God, doc, I feel like I'm 70. If he starts to exercise, then maybe he'll be able to say, when I ask how you feel, he says, I feel like I'm 30.
Interesting. So I recently spoke with an 86-year-old who sounded very similar.
I'm Walter Bortz, MD, professor of medicine at Stanford University School of Medicine.
I came upon Walter at that big exercise conference that was held by the American College of Sports Medicine here in Boston. And he says, use it or lose it applies with exercise because basically we're all fighting entropy.
I wrote a book called Dare to Be 100. I try to be an exemplar of that. I made it 86, still running marathons. I plan to run Boston when I'm 90, which is in 2020. So training for that now.
And Walter Bortz says that pretty much any symptom a patient has, they're sure to do better if they're fit, right?
Carrie, in our society, we've actually confused immobility with aging. You don't stop moving because you're aging. You start aging because you stop moving.
And here's what Walter Bortz says.
Fitness is a 30-year age offset. Said in another way, a fit person of 70 is an unfit person of 40. Fitness is an offset of 30 years.
So do you see that, Eddie? Like, sometimes I do feel like there are two kinds of older people, the ones who get some exercise and the ones who don't.
Absolutely. In a sense, it's the elixir of life. And it's probably the only thing we really have any control over as we age. Truly, it can mean the difference between living independently or going on to a nursing home. I also tell people it's never too late to start. In fact, in a sense, like what you're saying, Carrie, the longer you've waited, the more impact it's going to have. Even a 5% change in your strength could actually change the trajectory of your life.
Mm-hmm. And you can build muscle mass no matter how old you are?
True. Yeah. So this is really interesting. We never outgrow the ability to put on muscle mass. There were studies done locally where Maria Fiodoroni Singh, who is now a geriatrician and professor at the University of Sydney, took 90-year-olds. And then she took 100-year-olds in nursing homes. She gave them soup cans to lift. And they started to put on muscle mass. So the answer is you never lose the ability to add strength.
That is so heartening. Here's Walter Bortz.
I'm writing a book now called Aging as a Opportunity. It's negotiable. So are you going to be dead or alive when you're 80? That's not up to anybody except you. Are you going to be frail or fit? That's up to you. Are you going to be a resource or a liability? That's up to you.
We'll be watching for Walter at the 2020 marathon.
And even though we've been talking about how you can age better today, tomorrow we'll turn everything on its head. We'll regress.
We'll bring you a great workout you can do in the playground at any age. But for now, today's song is Bridges by Marco.
So you say you want to take it slow. Wait it out, clear your doubt, let your feelings grow. I've been patient, I've been kind, gave you space to take your time. I've been moving bridges, and I've even picked myself. tried to deny you were feeling stuck.